Livestream is your premier place to watch live events on the web, mobile devices, and connected TVs. See new events daily or broadcast your own at livestream.com. Livestream. Be there.
Coming to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Hey. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. And thank you for joining us on a great Wednesday evening. Hope you hang around with us for the next 30 minutes. Got a lot of show. Got a great show for you. So we don't want you to miss anything. So please stay with us. Making a return visit, a good friend of mine, got a lot to talk about tonight with this gentleman. Let's give it up, Mr. Lee Smith, who is the assistant GM and director of golf at the famed TPC Summerlin. How are you, buddy?
Thank you very much.
Hey, my
Doing
pleasure.
Great. Doing real good.
My pleasure. Before we get into the substance of the show, there's a lot of ways to get a hold of us, get a hold of Lee also. We've got email, and that simply is golf@VegasVideoNetwork.com. Also, I have a toll-free listener line for you, 866-966-4599. Also, go on live chat. Simply go to our website, VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hit that live chat button. Send in your questions, comments, information, bank account information, number, whatever. You could get a hold of us that way. Also, as you know, the network of the shows are seen on iTunes, they're seen on YouTube. We got Roku Television, which is kicking butt, doing absolutely great. And also our good friends at AM 1400 KSHP, little deal called Friday Night Features. They re-air all of the audios of all of our shows here on the network between 6 and 10 o'clock on Friday nights. So if you're out, check us out. Turn on AM 1400 and you'll get a replay of all of the shows. Okay. All right, let me get to the four-letter word for tonight without further ado, and that is simply, thought it fit the show tonight beautifully, is prose. Okay, there it is. Not talking about poetry, but we're talking about golf prose. Why is it prose? Because you're going to be seeing a hell of a lot of professionals all next week at a TPC Summerlin for the Justin Timberlake Shriners event out there. And Lee has some great tips a little bit later in the show in Handicap Helper to help you hit it like some of your favorite tour pros. And hey, let's face it, we're not chop liver up here. Lee and I are both pros at what we do. Anyway, we like to think of it that way. All right, let me talk about our favorite sponsor, and that would be none other than the Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. As you know, this time of year in Las Vegas, a lot of golf courses, most of the golf courses are closed because they overseed. Not the case out at Paiute Golf Resort with three great golf courses, Snow, Sun, and Wolf. They never close, they never reseed. The golf courses are always, always in great shape. Only 54-hole facility in Las Vegas featuring three Pete Dye great golf courses. Also, they do some great, great work out there with weddings, with special events, okay? And they got great dining out there. So if you haven't played it, give them a call. They get a local number at 658-1400. If you're coming from out of town and watching the show, also a toll-free number, 800-711-2833. And you could also get them online at teeup@lvpaiute.com. So, as I say, if you haven't played there, it's a great experience. If you have been out there, you got probably two other courses to choose from out of the three. So go see them out at Las Vegas Paiute. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. All right, we got a lot of show tonight, so I want to get right into it. I want to get right into our first segment, and that is something we call Tournament Scorecard. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Lee Smith, Dennis Silvers, Justin Rose wins the third playoff event, the BMW Championship, that finished last Sunday to get into the Tour Championship this week, which is the last regular PGA Tour event for 2011. For his win, Justin derived some very, very good things. Moves from number 40 to number 15 on the money list with a mere $3.3 million. World rankings goes from number 40, jumps up to number 17, trying to get in that all-important top 10 in the world rankings. FedEx Cup race, this is it this week, folks. He goes from number 34 to number 3, which is huge because he puts himself in a great, great position, an easier position to win the FedEx Cup race, along with Webb Simpson, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, we just mentioned, Luke Donald, and Matt Kuchar. So the top five guys, I guess they have a real, real good shot of winning this event if they win it outright or just have a real, real strong tournament. Got to ask you, who's your favorite and why?
I would probably say Kuchar. I kind of like Kuchar coming from the five.
This is the guy who hasn't won a golf tournament all this year, and he's in position to walk away with $10 million. Go figure.
I think he's due. You know, going back home, obviously, you know, Georgia Tech guy, being in Atlanta, very accustomed to Eastlake and in that area. So, you know, I think Kuchar can come from nowhere, get a win, and win the whole thing.
You know, the FedEx Cup's been going on for, what, 4 or 5 years already. There's still, I can't say controversy, but a lot of people still are the opinion that they got to tweak it. Are you happy with the way the system is right now?
Well, I think it keeps getting better and better. I mean, I think, you know, it was somewhat patterned after NASCAR. NASCAR has tweaked theirs this year. You know, continues to be looked at and tweaked. I like it. I like the fact that we do have a regular season and a postseason, you know, playoff thing. I like the fact that now they've tweaked it to where five guys, if any of those guys win, you know, it makes Eastlake important. The 1 year when Vijay, all he had to do was
show up, basically,
hold out on the 72nd hole and win the whole thing, was kind of anticlimactic, but it gives these guys that if any in that top five end up winning it, you know, they win the whole thing. So
you know, and it's where these guys are independent contractors, you have to understand, and they're out there, you know, trying to win as much money as you can, but there's still a lot of people, Lee, that think, honestly, $10 million is a little over the top as far as the prize money. How do you feel about it?
Well, you know, on one side, I would agree. I'm going to go Switzerland here, if you don't mind. On one side, I agree with that. But on the other side, with it's performance-based. Mm-hmm. It's not guaranteed money like it is in some sports. It's not, you know, I go out and can play half a season, get hurt, or whatever it is. Everything is like tennis. It's all performance-based. So, you know, I don't mind it. I like those guys making a lot of money. I got no problem. Hey, I think it helps the game at every level to see those guys.
They like
money.
Making a lot of money.
That's right.
Too, obviously.
That's right.
They like keeping their bankers happy. But anyway, it's going to be a great event. Starts this Thursday. It's always at Eastlake. Great golf course, great layout in Atlanta, Georgia. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty good tournament, despite the fact that Mr. Woods, of course, is not going to be there. But you got a lot of other world-class players there. They're going to be grinding to grab as much of that prize money.
You know, it's not the first time. You know, not the first time the Tiger hasn't been there.
Correct.
Whether it was because of injury or whatever. The tournament has, you know, the 30 best players this year that ended up there. Tiger's not one of those.
Nope.
And hasn't been, you know, a couple years. So
nope.
It's great for the fans to see 30 players
Absolutely.
In one place. We don't have to have 150. We don't have to, you know,
Absolutely.
Fill the field. You see 30 players and the fans turn out. You know, Coke does a great job with their sponsorship, and you know, Eastlake is a very very great facility or a great facility with urban renewal, and it's in an area of Atlanta that's really been built up. So, you know, it's fantastic monies for charity and Coke and the Southern Company and that do a great job of putting
it on. They do good, you know, they do absolutely good. All right, that's a tournament scorecard. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about birdies and bogeys, of course, brought to you by Golfer's Guide. So stay with us. Lee and I are going to be back with you right after this.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny, because this is David from... You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. and scene.
Love David Ivey.
Does he get to drink the whole show?
He gets to drink the whole show. That's what they do. They drink the whole
show.
Where
are we at here?
You and I got water, and you guys are drinking Jack, and that's his middle name. That's a great show. Anyway, welcome back to our little corner of the world, golf in other four-letter words. Lee Smith from TPC Summerlin. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, and this segment is brought to you by great publication, regional publication we've been talking about for weeks now, Golfer's Guide. It has a great layout of all of the private courses, local courses, public courses in your area. They also have articles on dining, golf tips, golf retailers. You can find it simply online. Go to lasvegas.golfersguide.com. And as you could see, they are very kind to Run Golfing for, in other four-letter words, on their homepage. So give them a look at lasvegas.golfersguide.com. They do a great job. Birdies and bogeys. I'm going to give you some scenarios, Lee. I want you to tell me if it's a birdie, bogey, a par, whatever, in your opinion and why. Some of these are really good tonight. European 2010 Ryder Cup captain Colin Montgomery suggested participation in the recently completed Seve Trophy should be compulsory for any player who qualifies for the biennial event. He criticized players like Rory McIlroy, Martin Keimer, who skipped the events, and he thinks it's very, very important to keep memorializing Seve Ballesteros for all of the great stuff he did for the European Tour. What do you think?
Well, I'm glad you kind of outlined what compulsory means.
Yeah.
So I assuming that means make him play in the Seve Trophy.
Make him play.
No, I don't think that's necessary. I mean, it's a qualification through the major championships, through golf that you play in America, golf around the world, all that type of thing. I mean, I all due respect to Seve and everything that he did for the game. I think there might be some other more important events that that could be mandatory when it comes to qualifying for a Ryder Cup or that type of thing.
I could not agree with you more. And the bottom line is, folks, very few people here in the United States golf-wise, number one, knows what the Seve Cup is, let alone cares what the Seve Cup is. So, I mean, that's his slant on it. But, you know, these guys pretty much do what they want. They will do what they want. And I could see where he's coming from, but I totally agree with you. I think that's a bogey also. U.S. surgeon.
You know what? It should be compulsory that they play in Las Vegas.
There you go. Come here to Vegas and play here. I agree with you there. The U.S. Surgeon General has for decades warned about the hazards of smoking. Everybody knows that. Now WADA, which stands for World Anti-Doping Agency, may be warning athletes that smoking to an excess may be a problem, as they're going to monitor this. They're going to monitor the effects of nicotine in 2012 as a potential PED, which, you know, is performance-enhancing drug. And the PGA Tour subscribes by the list that WADA puts out, so this could cause a potential problem for tour players that like to light it up a lot. What do you think?
You know what? I'd like to see the results. Before I go on either side of this thing. I mean, I think fans at home would be surprised if they knew how many PGA Tour players actually smoke, whether it's off camera, whether it's outside of the golf course, all those types of things. I mean, it's a pretty sizable number. I'm not sure it's a performance enhancer, but it seems like if you ask anybody that does it, they do it to calm down and those types of things, which if calming the nerves and all those things ends up making you perform better, you know, it turns into a performance-enhancing drug. Might be a strong word, but performance-enhancing substance. Yeah,
yeah. Let them monitor the thing all through next year and let them see the results. You know, and I'm assume they're talking about stuff with labels on them. The stuff.
So I got a couple
label
of,
on it. You know,
I'm a couple over, and I got a couple bogeys.
All right. Since being selected after the LPGA Safeway Classic by Captain Rosie Jones to play in the Solheim Cup, which again starts this week, Ryan O'Toole has not made a cut on the LPGA Tour. The rookie, not only that, but the rookie scoring average has increased almost a full shot in the rounds that she has played subsequent to the Safeway Classic since being named to the team. I don't know, did Rosie pick her a little bit too quick? I know she was playing very good golf, was kind of a prodigy, if you will, being a rookie on tour. But since being picked, she has, like, you know, dropped in the toilet. So,
well, I think it's a birdie. I think a couple things. She's going to look great with USA stickers on her cheek. She's, fun to look at. And next, there's something about team competition and having your teammates next to you that brings out, the competitive spirit and makes you play a little bit better than maybe what your record or that type of thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we see the same thing in the men's game with, yeah. With Tiger in the President's Cup this year. You know, very, very similar with Captain Couples coming out and saying he's on the team regardless. So we'll get to see that. But, yeah, I don't mind the pick.
All right. Well, yeah, we're going to see. Again, the Solheim Cup, I don't know. I don't think it's really followed that much. It's a gals event. It's international competition. Personally, I think the European team has got a good chance of winning again. And you mentioned Tiger. I think there was a huge mistake that Captain Couples made by picking Tiger. I think he's going to contribute zippo. Oh, okay. Dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. No fast food, though.
Tiger's tiger.
All right. I heard that before. All right. Finally, 16-year-old Alexis Thompson, they call her Lexi, became the youngest winner in the history of the LPGA Tour by winning last week in the Navistar LPGA Classic, unseating Paula Kramer, who previously held that record for the youngest winner. She's petitioned the commissioner's office, Mike Wan, to give her an exemption to the 18-year-old requirement to join the ladies' tour. He says he's going to make a decision after he gets back from Ireland and the Solheim Cup. What do you think?
Let her play. If she can compete, you know, let her play. Maybe some stipulations on, making certain amounts of cuts or that type of thing, like they have with exemptions coming in late in the season.
Yeah.
I think we saw it with Ricky Fowler and Tiger back in their day, making so much money in a certain amount to keep that status.
Yeah.
You know, as long as she can compete out there favorably and have some success, let her
I
play.
Agree
I
with
think
you.
It grows the game more than anything. I mean, it inspires 12-year-olds
sure
and
does.
13-year-olds to, hey, I can do anything at 16.
It's amazingly, you just wonder how does a girl get her, any 16-year-old, get their game to that level to compete in the professional ranks and win a tournament. I talked to Jim McLean, her teacher, Jim's, world-class teacher. He's just going through the roof. He's been saying that for 2 years. Let her on the tour. She's an American gal. It's going to bolster the American ladies that they needed badly on the mm-hmm. women's tour. So I'm with you. So it's going to be an interesting story to follow. We'll know, in a week or two when he gets back from the Solheim Cup. All right, that's going to wrap it up for Birdies and Bogeys. Let's get into our next segment called Handicap Helper. This is where Lee uses his expertise to help you and me with our problems to become better players. And like I said at the top of the show, to hopefully hit some shots that look like some of the pros that are going to be out of TPC Summerlin next week. So let's get into Handicap Helper right now. Here it is. All right. Here we go. Alex emails this in. I'm not sure what causes me to keep skying my tee shots. I've had trouble with this for a while. Any help or advice?
Tee it lower. Probably the very first one. Typically, when you when you're hitting the golf ball on the top of the club, your angle of approach is a little bit steep. Try to take the golf club back a little bit lower to the ground. And usually the backswing or the position that you're at the top is going to create your angle of descent down into the golf ball. So
yep.
you're just attacking it a little steep.
All right, that's perfect sense. Peter asks for help because he says that he thinks he's moving his head too much in his swing and it's leading to real problems with ball direction.
Well, I think a couple things. You're probably moving your head. You're going to be a, you know, you're going to be a visual learner. You're going to need to see it. You know, you can take swings looking in the mirror. You know, drawing a picture. You can put tape where your head is on the mirror, that type of thing, and take some backswings when you're at home. Or, you know, go see a PGA professional that has video and can take a look at it, put some circles around, and give you some actual training drills to keep it. Probably the easiest way on your own is to get a feel for your position of your head as it relates to the golf ball, and then just try to keep it there throughout your golf swing while you're out practicing. You know, a lot of times, another one is use the sun as your friend.
I was just going to say
that. You can get the sun shining and use your shadow as you know, that's on the ground,
right,
and make sure your head doesn't move and keep an eye on that.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Scott, somebody in got a chat question.
Yeah, Nate wants to know, is there a certain amount of practice somebody has to do before they can see an improvement? He is an every other weekend golfer right now.
Well, you know, weekend warriors always have a tough time with that from a question standpoint. But, you know, a lot of times some of your psychologists and that type of thing talk about, you know, 21 days of repetition, you know, makes it a habit. It's tough to do that on with a weekend warrior situation, or when you only play in the summertime, or whatever. But I think it's still, if you kind of narrow your focus to one thing, and repeat that every weekend. And then when that becomes a habit, you know, I think what a lot of times is people get to where they're using 3, 4, 5 swing thoughts at a time. When you're only playing twice a week, or, you know, on a Saturday, you know, they're never going to be ingrained.
It can't do you. Paul wants to know your opinion on using those new fat grips you see some tour players using on their putters. KJ Choi comes to mind, for instance.
Yeah, you know what? I think they're fantastic. I actually have one on mine, and it doesn't help my stroke. It really doesn't help me right away. What it helps me with is it helps me with grip pressure. You know, I think a lot of times when we get to grinding on 3 and 4 footers, all that type of thing, we get to squeezing that thing pretty hard. Yeah. We get to squeezing those small grips and that. Where I think the big one. Gets you to where you can't squeeze it hard, and so I think grip pressure, which you know, causes a lot of faults in your mechanics. You know, I think the big grips can get you to where you lighten
important.
Up that grip pressure.
Yeah, that's great advice, Scott. Somebody in chat.
Yes, Bob wants to know, how can I convince my wife I need a new driver? he said, please help a brother out.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that.
Probably with some kind of diamond would be my, you know. It'll probably cost you 10 times as much.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is coming up. Put it on your Christmas love. But, jewelry is probably the most.
Jewelry will end up getting you a driver.
We'll end up. All right, real quickly, Bernie emails us and says he's thinking about going back and not using a glove anymore like he used to. Any advantage to using it or not?
You know, I don't think so.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is. It is a good question. I don't think so. I mean, you know, I don't think there's an advantage one way or another, just like there's probably not a significant advantage to a different type of grip, a Varden grip or an overlap, interlock, all a 10-finger grip, if it's something that you've done for a long time. I think it'll take, if you're going back to no glove, depending on the reason, because you don't want to buy any gloves, is that the reason? Or, you know, but it's not easy to do out here because it's hot. You know, in the summertime, you get to where, you know, you probably have to focus on what type of grips you have if you're going to where you don't have a glove, because you're going to need something that stays relatively tacky.
And you want to get the calluses, if you don't use, you got to get the calluses built up on your left hand as well as your right hand, you know, if you're a right-handed player. Scott, live chat.
This is actually my question. Why do you need a glove in the first place?
Well, I think it's just pure grip. You know, I think it's just pure grip. You've got, you know, you get to where that left hand kind of leads the club through, and the left hand is, you know, is typically your glove hand. Now, you look at the PGA Tour, you got Freddie Couples plays with no grip.
Sure.
Tommy Gainey plays with two gloves. Freddie's got no gloves.
Yeah.
You know, there obviously a majority of the people play with a left-handed, you know, with a glove on their left hand for a right-handed player. You know, I just think it more boils down to just pure grip.
I do too. All right, we're running a little short of time. I want to make sure to get this in. You've got a couple of big events starting next week. talk about with the Timberlake Trainers Tournament at a TPC. Tell us about that and how folks can get a ticket to go.
Yeah, it's our, you know, it's our annual PGA Tour event. We're lucky enough out of, you know, 15, 16,000 golf facilities in the country to be one of 33 or so that actually host a PGA Tour event out of TPC Summerlin coming up on September 26th through October 2nd. Last year, you know, was something that had never happened on the PGA Tour before. We had a winner that made a hole in one in a sudden death playoff to win it. That it never happened.
Never happened.
We memorialized a plaque out there for him on the 17th tee a couple weeks ago. It's going to be great. We got a lot, thousands, tens of thousands of tickets in the marketplace. So I think we're going to get a good turnout. Tournament's 3 weeks earlier this year than it has been in the past. So, you know, the weather's going to be fantastic. Last year we had some rain interruptions.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be great. You can go tickets right online at jtshrinersopen.com.
Okay.
You know, to get your tickets or stop by, you know, at TPC Summerlin right in our parking lot. There is the tournament building and the tournament house right as you pull in.
And that whole week is just filled with stuff. You know, you've got Charlie Hoffman has his charity
Pro-Am
thing
on Monday.
A Pro-Am on Monday. And then Justin Timberlake has his Pro-Am on Wednesday.
Great celebrity field. Yeah. Justin Timberlake, Marshall Faulk, George Lopez, Cedric the Entertainer, amongst others, are going to be there on Wednesday playing.
Yeah, and then you've got the hill up there with all the fabulous food. You got the flat screens watching the games and the whole deal. So go out and support him. You're going to see some very, very good players. Also, let's jump ahead. End of October, you got a very special event coming out to TPC Summerlin also.
Absolutely. A big charity event that's promoted as the biggest national fundraiser in golf. Els for Autism, Ernie Els is a prominent player and has been around the world for quite a while now. You know, won a couple U.S. Opens, and he has a child that has autism, and has put together this nationwide campaign of raising money. And we're lucky enough at Summerlin to hold the grand finale in late October, where Ernie Els, Dustin Johnson, Nick Watney, Steve Marino, Robert Allenby are all going to be out there and going to be paired with some winners and going to have a nice fun shootout and be mic'd up, and you're going to get to hear these people talk and that type of thing. It's going to be a great event for people to come and see, but also a great fundraiser and a great charity at the same time.
Now it's open to the public, right? So
yes.
They just show up. How do they do that?
That information is coming, but it is going to be open to the public. Donations are going to be accepted there at the gate, but it's going to be free admission for people to come and watch. They're going to be playing on the afternoon of the 24th, about a 2:30 start.
Okay.
Probably for a couple hours. There's going to be like a four-hole shootout with professionals paired with two-person teams and going
fun.
Out and having a real shootout.
It'll
so it'll be
fun.
A lot
I'm
going to
be there, and I'll tell you, I'm going to have them jealous, because I guarantee you none of those, I get this out of here, none of those suckers going to be wearing this. Okay, see that? Vegas Video Network right there. Ernie Els, eat your heart out. Okay, he's not going to have that. Anyway, Lee, thanks, my man.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Good luck
with the tournament next week.
Appreciate it.
Your hands full, to say the least. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on the Vegas Video Network. Check out all of the other great shows when you go online. Thanks for hanging us with everybody. I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be doing a little outside work in Phoenix, but we'll be back 2 weeks from now, same place, same time, with another great show. Until then, fairways and greens, everybody, and we'll see you all later.